What's up, everybody? My name's MJ, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. On today's episode, I'd like to talk about some of the challenges and also some of the interesting bits that I have found in trying to build a colorless commander deck, specifically my Karn Silver Golem build that I'm putting together right now. Now, as you may be aware, building colorless in EDH/Commander is extremely difficult in many ways because you are not allowed to use any of the standard 5 mana symbols in any of the cards in your deck. Therefore, most colorless commander decks are typically reliant on a mixture of artifacts and other colorless cards, typically Eldrazi, that are available in the game to be able to make up for all the same pieces that you're going to need in any standard EDH deck, those being card draw, removal, creatures, artifacts, etc., etc. While this may seem like a very daunting endeavor, I'm going to talk for a few minutes about some of the challenges that I have faced in trying to build my Karn deck, and also some of the interesting things and interesting synergies that I've found that I think makes building a colorless commander deck a very interesting exercise for anyone interested in taking on a specific deck building challenge. I'm going to start off by referencing Karn Silver Golem specifically. Karn Silver Golem is a 4/4 legendary artifact creature costing 5, reading, whenever Karn Silver Golem blocks or becomes blocked, it gets -4/+4 until end of turn. And you can pay 1 on an activated ability to make target non-creature artifact an artifact creature with power and toughness equal to its casting cost until end of turn, and that artifact retains its abilities. So this is just an extremely interesting way of being able to animate your artifacts and hopefully be able to utilize those to do damage to your opponents. Therefore, most Karn decks, according to EDH Rec, like to load up the deck with a lot of high-cost artifacts to be able to then animate with Karn to be able to swing in at your opponents. Now, this does seem like a very interesting strategy to be able to utilize a lot of very large artifacts, not only for their initial effect, but also to be able to animate them. But there's also some other interesting things that you have to deal with here when trying to build a Karn deck. Again, I want to bring your attention to the block clause that Karn gets -4 power, but +4 toughness until end of turn whenever he is blocked or becomes, or whether he's blocked or blocks something else. And again, this is something that I found very interesting when I wanted to look into building a colorless deck because it provides many different options for blockers. Again, if you don't have the mana or don't want to pay for the mana to animate your artifacts, especially if you have a lot of small artifacts, Karn can take up to 8 points of damage before he dies, so he can be a very efficient blocker in the right kind of deck. One of the major challenges about building colorless decks is the fact that there aren't all that many instants and or sorceries to be able to utilize. Therefore, you're going to be using a lot of artifacts and a lot of mana rocks especially to be able to get the mana that you need to be able to keep up at the typical EDH table. Now, that's not to say that there aren't very good instants in colorless, it's just that you will have very limited options. Again, I want to bring up Scour from Existence, an instant for 7 that effectively says exile target permanent, and Titan's Presence, which allows you to reveal a colorless creature card from your hand to exile target creature if its power is less than or equal to the revealed card's power. Now, these two cards can be especially good in any colorless deck because they provide you the kind of removal that you're going to need to be able to keep pace with your opponents. However, Titan's Presence is also kind of a challenging card because unless you're running one of the Eldrazi commanders in this format, you're typically not going to be getting as many of those high-cost creature cards in your hand, whereas Scour from Existence just says exile target permanent and can frankly go in any deck, whether it's colorless or whether it's 5-color, because it is so versatile. So, again, the fact that you have these two different removal spells that have two different costs associated with them is interesting and something that you definitely need to keep track of in your deck. Because while Scour from Existence has absolutely no conditions whatsoever, it does cost 7. And 7 is a lot of mana, even for an exile effect. And the fact that you're in colorless means you don't have many other options. So while Skylar from Existence seems to be a very good inclusion, even at its high mana cost, Titan's presence in this Karn deck doesn't really work the best unless you have some high-cost creatures that are in your hand. And again, Karn's ability will not allow you to animate artifacts in your hand. So that unfortunately makes Titan's presence a little bit weaker in this deck. Another challenge about trying to build a colorless deck is the fact that you have to try to be able to get card draw specifically from your artifacts. A quick look at the EDH rec page shows that Mind's Eye and Staff of Nin are two of the top six cards on the utility artifacts page on EDH rec for Karn Silver Golem. Mind's Eye being a 5-cost artifact saying whenever an opponent draws a card, you may pay 1. If you do, draw a card. And Staff of Nin is another artifact costing 6 and reads, at the beginning of your upkeep, draw a card, and you can tap it to do 1 damage to target creature or player. Again, I am going to be including these in my Karn deck because they do allow you to somewhat keep up with the rest of the table in the fact you're able to draw extra cards by paying, in terms of Mind's Eye, by being able to pay for each card your opponents draw to be able to draw your own card, and Staff of Nin gives you that unconditional upkeep trigger of an additional card to your hand. However, these two cards are fairly high costing, in Mind's Eye being 5 CMC and Staff of Nin being 6 CMC, and unfortunately, this definitely keeps colorless, along with other artifacts, definitely keeps colorless behind a lot of other colors, especially blue and black, which are typically able to utilize either just, you know, 2 or 3 blue mana in case of card draw, or black, you being able to pay life or sacrifice a creature to be able to efficiently draw a whole bunch of cards in one go. Unfortunately, colorless doesn't necessarily have that kind of option available to it, given the fact you don't have black or blue or any of the colors, honestly, available to you, so you have to get very creative. Now, something that is very interesting about this is the fact that colorless does run things like Voltaic and Manifold Key, which allow you to untap your artifacts. So you are able to get some use out of this for certain artifacts that draw you cards. I'm going to be utilizing Jhelum Tome, which is an artifact that costs 3, and you can tap, pay 2 and tap it to draw a card and then discard a card. Now, again, in most EDH decks, this kind of looting effect is not going to have a whole bunch of uses because you can typically only utilize it once per turn. However, if you're running this in a colorless artifacts deck where you really need the card draw, like what I'm trying to do with my deck, you can use Voltaic Key or you can use Manifold Key to untap the tome and then be able to tap it again. So all of a sudden you might be able to get 2 or 3 activations every time around the board with that and be able to draw more cards. Hopefully this will allow you to be able to refill your hand when you need it and be able to get the cards you need in your hand by your turn to be able to play them. The second interesting and challenging thing about trying to build Karn is the fact that you want to have your deck running as many high-cost artifacts as possible to be able to animate them. And of course, this is going to require you to have a lot of mana on the board. And again, since you're running colorless, you don't have access to green, you don't have access to any of the traditional ramp spells, so you need to run through mana rocks. And this is going to be one of the main challenges of building, especially a colorless artifacts deck, in the fact that you don't necessarily have ways to be able to save your board should you get board wiped. So even though Karn has that interesting ability to make creatures out of your artifacts, or frankly, out of anyone's artifacts, you do still have a problem with board wipes, especially those that destroy artifacts specifically. So you're going to have to be careful with the number of mana rocks that you put in your deck. This is something that I was trying to deal with in my build specifically. I believe I put in 8 to 10 mana rocks to try to generate enough mana and not only be able to cast Karn as quickly as possible, but also to try to be able to animate the artifacts or be able to tap the artifacts for mana and then be able to animate them. Again, there's lots of different things you can do here, but again, you do have to be very cognizant of dealing with artifact hate when you're building a Karn deck because it is so difficult and you don't necessarily have the right counter spells. Outside of Warping Whale, which is an instant for 2 or 1 in a colorless, which will allow you to counter a target sorcery spell, it will not allow you to deal with any sort of instant speed artifact hate or creature hate. So you're not going to be able to deal with a disenchant. You can deal with Shatterstorm or Vandal Blast. So again, there are a few options in colorless, but most of the time you're on your own regarding artifacts. And that's definitely one of the challenges of trying to build this deck, is not only trying to get enough mana to be able to get your big stuff out early and be able to swing in for massive damage, but also being able to try to keep your board safe from the inevitable board sweeper. A third major challenge is the fact that the standard, average Karn Silver Golem deck on EDH Rec costs over $300 on average, because a lot of the cards that you're going to be finding in the Karn deck are going to include whether they're the Karn Planeswalkers or Forsaken Monument, Mystic Forge, Dark Steel Forge, Unwinding Clock, all sorts of cards that have very, very high, not only converted mana cost, but also have a pretty high cost in the paper version. And this is definitely an interesting issue for a noted budget player like myself. And it's the fact that you are very tempted to try to jam all these really powerful artifacts into the Karn build to make up for the fact that you may not have as many options as if you had at least one of the standard five colors in the color pie. So EDH Rec is littered with all sorts of extremely expensive creatures. I'm looking at you, Blightsteel Colossus. And it definitely makes it difficult to try to be able to build this deck as EDH Rec recommends it. And again, it's a recommendation, not a requirement that you build it in such a way, but it definitely frustrated me when I was first trying to get started, trying to figure out how do I build a budget version of Karn using cards in my long box that may not necessarily be over $5 in value. Again, many of the cards that are on the EDH Rec page I have included in my Karn deck because I had them lying around from previous artifact builds, so I was able to save some money on my budget for this one specifically. But the fact is if you were trying to build this deck from scratch, it might be prohibitively difficult to be able to try to build the Karn deck you want, given the fact that a lot of the really usable pieces, quote-unquote usable pieces from EDH Rec, are extremely expensive, or at least $5 in value or more, which could be a serious problem for budget players like myself looking to try to keep our decks to about $50 max on a budget. So again, if you're trying to build this deck on your own, it could be very difficult to be able to try to include a lot of these extremely powerful artifacts that are also very expensive, and something you need to keep track of if building your own. The fourth and last issue that I wanted to talk about before getting to the interesting things that I found in my build of Karn Silver Golem is the fact that it is very difficult to be able to ramp in colorless. Since you don't have access to green, since you don't have access to any of the ramp colors, you have very, very few options when it comes to land-based ramp in colorless. So in the instance of my deck, I am currently running a Pilgrim's Eye, which is a 3-cost flying artifact creature with 1/1, and when it enters the battlefield, you are allowed to tutor up a land, put it in your hand, and shuffle your library afterwards. I'm also running Microsynth Wellspring, which when it enters the battlefield, allows you to do the same thing, put a land card in, a basic land card into your hand from your library, and then shuffle. And then when it leaves the battlefield as well, put into the graveyard from play, you're also able to tutor up another land there to put in your hand. I'm also running Expedition Map, which allows you to put any land in your hand from your library. And again, you're not going to be able to put these lands directly onto the battlefield, so that's definitely a challenge, especially when you look at the color like green, which is able to get lands very easily from the library onto the battlefield almost whenever it wants. But in colorless, you have to try to make do with whatever land tutoring you have available to you, including those three cards I just mentioned. So in most cases, you're going to try to make sure that you don't miss your land drop every turn instead of being able to try to ramp out extra lands. So that is definitely a challenge if you're looking to build a colorless deck, and the fact that you obviously don't want to have too few wastes in the deck so that you can at least have some basic lands to pick out of your deck for the few tutors you do have available for this purpose. With all that being said, I want to make sure that the ending of this episode doesn't make me sound like I'm trying to disparage colorless. I actually found trying to build this deck very interesting because it allowed me not only to try to utilize a whole bunch of interesting staple cards that I found on EDH Rec, whether those are artifacts, creatures, and or lands, but also allowed me to use a whole bunch of, or at least consider a whole bunch of interesting cards that I had in my long box of chaff that I figured would be very interesting to throw into the deck. If you look specifically at the EDH Rec page, there's a lot of cards that I have included in the deck. It includes, again, Forsaken Monument, Darksteel Forge, Basalt Monolith, Mindstone, Voltaic Key, Hedron Archive, Shimmer Mirror, Scrap Trawler, and the like. Again, these are very powerful cards that go in almost any artifact decks because they just make your deck so much better. This also will include mana dorks like Palladium Mirror, Joyous Familiar, and even one of my favorite cards, Metalwork Colossus. And you can basically start filling up your deck with cards like this because they're just powerful in any situation. That's why most people would call them in the community a quote-unquote staple card. However, again, I wanted to try to make sure that even though I had some of these cards in my deck, that I wasn't going to effectively build the average deck off of EDH Rec either. If you've heard some of my other episodes on how I build decks, especially the ones on Jank, I do highly recommend that you go listen to those because they effectively outline how I build my decks. I do like running some powerful cards that have powerful synergies with my commander, but on the other hand, I also like throwing in some interesting cards that make my opponent's heads turn a little bit and ask me, what the hell is that card you just played? And I feel like as a brewer, that's definitely the thing I try to shoot for. So, again, without going into too many specifics, what I really enjoyed about Colorless was the fact that I could run with almost any artifact in the history of Magic and try to be able to consider how I'd be able to utilize those cards. Again, with Karn's ability to be able to animate any artifact that I wanted, I started to look towards any artifacts who, or any non-creature artifacts, excuse me, that had a very interesting ability, or if nothing else, I could pay one to make into a 5/5. And I started to find some very interesting things in my long box that, again, I never would have expected to look at if I was just trying to build this deck from scratch using EDH Rec. And I feel like that's the interesting thing about Colorless, especially, is the fact that while you are limited on what you're able to play, given the fact you can't play any of the mana symbols in your deck, there's also so much room to try to be creative because there's thousands of artifacts out there to play with. It's not all that hard to be able to find 60-some cards that work in some way to try to be able to build this deck. Again, I feel like Karn especially allows you to really build your deck in any way that you really want to, whereas perhaps the Traxos or Hope of Ghirapur, which are the other two artifact commanders in Colorless, don't necessarily have available to them. And that's the fact that you can effectively build your deck the way you want to because Karn has such an interesting effect. You can run things that you wouldn't find in any other deck, like Spine of Ishsaw, for instance, is an absolute bomb in this deck because it costs 7, destroys a permanent, so it's effectively a Meteor Golem on a stick that then you can pay 1 for and try to bash your opponent's faces in. Again, that's not to say Meteor Golem doesn't go in the deck. I have included it in this Karn, in the specific Karn deck. But the fact is, you can try to find some overcosted cards out there, or artifact cards especially, and try to be able to see if they work in your deck. And again, this is something that I definitely plug for, is trying to branch out, find some interesting cards that don't necessarily have a home in any specific EDH deck. But if you really look at their text, they may have a very interesting effect that might be quite good in this deck. So the theme for this build, especially for me in my personal build, was don't be afraid to experiment with different artifacts that do different things. The biggest thing that I learned about having this deck restriction is the fact that I was able to actually be almost more creative with this deck versus my other decks because I was trying specifically to find artifacts that were not in the EDH rec page but which will have a very interesting impact on the game. And that's why I'm very excited to be able to play with this deck. Not only does it have a lot of power just based on Karn, based on those staple cards on EDH Rec, but also has a whole bunch of very interesting cards that will hopefully help support my win condition and help me win some games. Or, you know, honestly, at the very least, just be able to compete and have a whole lot of fun playing Commander, because that's why we're here playing this. To support that end, I want to talk again about Jhelum Tome and Staff of Nin, two cards that I have never really been able to find a good home for throughout the plethora of my other decks. However, I feel that in this Karn deck, they are both extremely good because they allow me to do something not only that Colorless struggles to do, but Staff of Nin, especially with Karn's ability, all of a sudden it turns into a big 6/6 beater that draws you cards and can ping other players or creatures for one with a tap ability. And Jhelum Tome is extremely interesting because in most decks, especially decks running black, blue, maybe green, even red right now, the fact that you can pay 2 and tap it is nice, but mostly in a 2-player game. It doesn't necessarily work out well in Commander. However, when you combine it with Voltaic Key or Manifold Key, like I mentioned earlier, all of a sudden you might be able to get two, maybe three activations on it per turn going around the table. And all of a sudden, a card that may not have had much value at the outset or in any other color pairing, all of a sudden could become a potential card draw all-star in colorless in the right context. So I feel like these two cards definitely have a home in this deck, and I'm really excited to be able to play around with them and see what they can do. Now, again, are they the best cards for this deck? Probably not. I'm sure there's definitely a lot better ways to make a much more powerful deck of my Karn, or a much more powerful version of this Karn deck, than what I have. But again, the way I build decks is that I want to be able to try to find ways to use these interesting cards in different ways to try to be able to reach the same end goal as those more powerful decks. So if I'm able to get some extra card draw off of Staff of Nin, and I'm able to untap and tap Jhelum Tome and the Arcane Encyclopedia, which costs one more, so three and a tap to be able to draw a card and then discard a card. If I can do that a few times during the course of a game, I'll at least be able to have some semblance of card advantage in my colorless deck. And that's definitely something that I want to be able to try to figure out how to improve upon going forward. And one final bit of wisdom before I finish the episode for today. Even though I mentioned earlier that the average budget for this sort of deck is over $300, according to EDH Rec, that does not mean you have to spend the $300. Again, with the way Karn is, you can spend $15 and still have a very functional deck. There are a lot of interesting artifacts out there that may not have a home anywhere else, but may be usable in this deck. So again, if you want to build Karn and you're scared off by the price tag, please don't be. It's a very interesting, very usable commander, even at the lowest budget points, just for smashing face with large artifacts. There's a ton of artifacts out there that don't really have great abilities built into them, especially a lot of the older artifacts. But with Karn's ability, all of a sudden for one mana, you can turn that random weird 5/5/6 or maybe even 8 CMC card that does absolutely nothing, something like Aladdin's Ring, and all of a sudden, one mana later, it's an 8/8 beater. And honestly, I feel like that's really what's interesting about this deck, is the fact that even though technically Sidri Galvanic Genius, the Esper commander who does the same thing, does, or has a lot more utility than Karn does, because she has three colors available to her, whereas Karn only has the colorless ability, or the ability to utilize colorless cards. That does not mean to say Karn is a very weak commander. If you build the deck right, he can be a very powerful commander. But again, it doesn't really matter how, in my opinion, how powerful your deck is, as long as you're able to compete and have fun with your friends. Again, that's why we're here playing Commander, and you should build the Karn deck you really want to. Regardless of budget, regardless of what you've seen online, you build the deck you want to build and play the way you want to play. And I'm very excited to give my Karn deck its first test drive and see if some of the card choices I made are good or if I have to go back to the drawing board and find a few new cards to fit in that'll allow it to work even better. Alright, that about wraps things up here. You can find me, MJ, at MTGInQuarantine on Twitter. You can also find the back catalog of my podcasts on Spotify, Apple Casts, Google Podcasts, and wherever fine podcasts are found. I very much hope that you enjoyed the content of today's episode and that you also are inspired to build your own colorless commander deck someday. For the rest of the MTG in Quarantine channel, my name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day.